The extremist group ISIS is probably less concerned right now about being hacked than it is about consolidating its territory. ISIS recently got pushed out of the Syrian border town of Kobani that had been one of the group's prize conquests. Another was Mosul in northern Iraq. The extremists took it over last summer when Iraq's military fled. Today, ISIS is still holding on to Mosul, but now thousands of policemen from Mosul are being trained to retake their city. Rebecca Collard reports from northern Iraq.
In a gravelly field in northern Iraq, hundreds of policemen practice drills. These are the policemen who fled Mosul, along with Iraq's National Army, as ISIS invaded the city last June. But now they are training, they hope, to take the city back. Among them is Ahmed, who's afraid of giving his full name since his family is still trapped in the city. A week after Ahmed fled Mosul with his police unit, he got a call from his father's phone number. The man on the other end said he was from the Islamic State. He told me to come back to Mosul and to beg ISIS for forgiveness, recalls Ahmed. When I said no, they executed two of my brothers right on our doorstep. Many of the men training here have similar stories of family members killed or still stuck in Mosul. There are American advisors in the camp, but the training is being funded by the Iraqi government, which is causing problems. The Sunni men here complain that the Shiite-led government in Baghdad isn't giving them enough support. General Khalid al-Hamdani is the police chief of the area and is responsible for the camp. We need backup and support, says General Hamdani. We need armored vehicles, we need weapons, and we need ammunition. But instead, he says, Baghdad is playing politics. Hamdani says part of the reason Mosul fell so quickly when ISIS rolled in was because the commanders and army units weren't from Mosul, and they didn't have a vested interest in protecting the city. This group, he says, are different. They are native to the city. ISIS has been pushed out of several areas in recent weeks, aided by coalition airstrikes. But it will be much more difficult in Mosul, where ISIS is embedded in the dense civilian population, and where airstrikes would have less effect, meaning strong ground forces will be key. But it's hard to see how these guys, no matter how much heart they put in it, could retake Mosul from the world's best armed and best organized militant group. In the camp, they fumble through basic drills, searching an SUV for weapons and explosives, practicing entering a building. Saad Mohammed Khalif lies on the ground in military fatigues, a balaclava covering his face. He's shooting a target with his Kalashnikov. It's my responsibility to take my city back from ISIS, Saad says. As soon as possible, we want to go back and fight them. He shows me his gun. He bought it himself for $1,000. The weapons they're distributing here, he says, are no good. The men complain the guns are difficult to load and become too hot to touch after firing just a couple rounds. If this operation is to work, these guys will need a lot of help from the Iraqi army and the U.S.-led coalition that has aligned itself against ISIS. Despite the odds, the men are keeping their morale high. At their base, nationalist Iraqi songs and tunes about crushing ISIS blast from a speaker. The men hoist their guns in the air and cheer. They know they may be the only hope to take back the largest city under ISIS's control. For the world, I'm Rebecca Collard, Durbadan, Northern Iraq.